here's a story from The World.
Here's another one to add to the growing list of things that climate change is threatening: emperor penguins. These are the big guys who make their home down in Antarctica. As the name implies, it is the biggest penguin species. Adults stand about 4 feet tall. A new study says if global warming continues at its current rate, more than 80% of emperor penguin colonies will be gone in the next 80 years. In response, U.S. federal wildlife officials are proposing to list the animals under the Endangered Species Act. Joining us to discuss is Phil Trathan with the British Antarctic Survey, who co-authored the new study. What are the main ways that climate change threatens emperor penguins, Phil? Are you already seeing the effects?
Emperor penguins breed through the Antarctic winter, and they need sea ice as a stable platform. So they really depend upon the sea freezing and forming a firm base. And as temperatures increase in the Antarctic, then we will see the sea ice disappear. And that means then that emperors will have no place to breed.
How crucial are emperor penguin populations to the Antarctic ecosystem? And what would happen to that ecosystem if those populations do collapse?
If we do start seeing the sea ice decline, as all the models predict, and if we see emperors decline, then they will go. And along with that, there's going to be impacts on the whole food web. So emperor penguins feed on Antarctic silverfish, on Antarctic krill, and on a number of squid species. So some of those will also be impacted. They're the canary in the coal mine that's going to tell us about the Antarctic ecosystem.
It is a whole food cycle, isn't it? In response to your study, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to add these animals to the U.S. Endangered Species List. There are no wild emperor penguins, of course, that live in the U.S. Are you aware of any other countries considering similar measures to try to protect penguins from afar?
Yeah. So, Marco, the Antarctic Treaty is currently considering listing the emperor penguin as an Antarctic specially protected species. And that would mean that the countries that are signatory to the Antarctic Treaty would also have goals of trying to protect them. And that's a much greater number of nation states than just the US. The listing by the US on the Endangered Species Act is great. It's a good lead for other nations. So I think that the US should be proud in that respect.
So clearly a lot of nations see the value and importance of keeping the special animals from extinction. You've been to the Antarctic 20 times. You have had a lot of face-to-face time with emperor penguins. What would you say is different or special about this animal?
So emperors breed in the winter, so they huddle together to stay warm, to keep their bodies warm and to make sure that their eggs are warm. Unlike other penguins, emperors in that respect are quite cool. They're not aggressive. They're just so calm in the way that they deal with an environment, which to humans is just really harsh. Mm. I mean, we wouldn't survive in temperatures that the emperors survive in. I've been on the ice with emperor penguins. You can hear them calling. You can hear them calling to their chicks. It's so magical. I mean, I wish your listeners could actually go down there and listen and see these things for themselves.
It sounds amazing. Phil Trathan is a research scientist with the British Antarctic Survey, speaking with us from Cambridge, England. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.